Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
O Shashimukhi, moon-faced girl, during intense love pastimes with the Lord of your heart, you become bewildered, so you forget your dear sweet sash of bells there.
O Shashimukhi, Shashi means moon. What is the nature of the moon? Nature of the moon, you give. Moon to give the coolness. And in the full moon, a special feeling when you sit in the full moon. And the full moon, her face is like a full moon, where no spot is there. Moon has a spot, but her face has no any spot. And the light is coming to give soothing to us. We forward to watch this moon, to go close to her, automatically our life becomes soothing and pleasant. This is your maxim. Even this full moon give pleasure to the Krishna. This Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He is want to be with you to feel that peace and happiness. So you are the source to give love, peace and happiness in life. Yeah.
Oh, Shashimukhi, moon-faced girl, during intense love pastimes with the Lord of your heart, you become bewildered, so you forget your dear sweet sash of bells there. When will you give me a wink to go quickly back and fetch it?
And when Krishna come, you also give cooling and your light to your love. Your influence with your full moon love to Krishna. And you also forget when you are giving your everything to Him. And you forget something, your bell. What do you say?
Sash of bells.
Means well. In the feet? Oh, yeah.
I think on the wrist.
You forget. If you say, Manjari is asking, because I am close, I know what you have this. So if you say me, permit me, I go and bring that. What is the difference between Manjari and Kinkari? Manjari has to get permission to do that, and the Kinkari is, they know that she need and she run and bring. This is the difference, because Kinkari can feel more than Manjari's.
In his Svarupa Vesha, Sri Raghunath renders loving service and accordingly relishes Swamini's affection and mercy. Both during visions and after them, Radharani firmly sits on the path of his remembrance. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the verse 329, starting with Mad Guna Shruti Matrena, Kapiladev defines transcendental devotion to God as an unbroken stream of thoughts about God. Shripad Ramanujacharya has written, constant remembrance of God is known by the term bhakti, and uninterrupted remembrance of Him, like an unbroken stream of oil in the course of worship, is called dhyana. According to Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas like Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Baladev Vidyabhusanam, bhakti means attachment or constant attraction to God. The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him, and will appear in the senses and the minds of the aspirants by the Lord's special grace. It becomes identical with the drop of love that dwells in the hearts of the living entities, and will attain a form of love according to the mood of the different associates of the Lord. When sadhana bhakti ripens into bhav bhakti, the absorption of the consciousness in bhav turns into dhruvanu smriti. Dhruvanu smriti. This dhruvanu smriti or rati can be gradually attained by sadhaka, by hearing, chanting, and remembering the great loving devotion of the Lord's eternal associates. For this reason, this Vilap Kusumanjali is specially relishable for practitioners of Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
Explained. Please, this is the philosophy, you can explain. Go on, again read.
Yes.
Because they need to understand.
I will read everything up. In his Svarupa Vesha, Sri Raghunath...
One minute. One is Svarupa Vesha. Svarup is identification of my soul, is A. Then B is coming, the form of the soul. Is a B. Like a Jesus. His form was there. What form was there? Son. This is his Sarup Vesh. So we are also soul. If we are not a form, then it is impersonal. So Sarup means my soul form. Is Sarupa. I have a soul, but if I have light only, like this, then these two cannot make relation. But if you have a form, and I have a form, I can make relation. If you have a form, she has a form, you can make friendship. The Sarupa means form. Form, without form, there is no relation. Soul is not, can relate to anyone without form. So Jesus showed that I have a form. I see you like a father. So when my form will come, that is Sarupesh. Go on. Form of the soul.
In his Swarupa Vesha, Sri Raghunath...
It's a material form. But the soul has a spiritual form, because soul is a spiritual. Sarupa Vesha means he is in spiritual form, meditating.
Rendering service.
Yeah.
In his Sarupa Vesha, Sri Raghunath renders loving service and accordingly relishes Swamini's affection and mercy.
And he rendered the service of Radhika and he got the mercy of that. So what is my goal? This to do. Because she has a goddess of love who shows the love, he is more important. God is not very important. He's not joking. You all are running for the God, but God is not important. Bible is telling, if you have no love, it's useless. Love is the base to understand God. So love makes you to understand God. If you have no love, it's like a playing drum. Our life has become drum playing. We can influence 10,000 people, but I have no love for God is a playing like a drum playing. I have a mystic power to move the mountain, but I have no love. It is useless, this mystic power. Why? Because love is the base for the understanding God. My question from you, God is there, Jesus is there. Why you make Jesus important? God should be important or not? But the Christian philosophy, they only say Jesus, Jesus. Jesus become God. They're not ready to accept God is the primary. Why? Why? Lovers are always important. So Radhika is more important than his Supreme Personality. That nobody understands, they never understand the God, Krishna. Because the love shows the way of God. If you don't know Radhika, if you don't understand Radhika, how you will know his lover, Krishna? This is not your Krishna, Radhika's Krishna. So Jesus, God is also Jesus God. So you pray to Jesus. Similarly, Radhika's Krishna, if you want, then you have to pray to Radhika. Right or not? 30 years practice. They don't understand Krishna. They come to me, say, show me the way to understand. I say, easy way. Take the center of Radhika, you will understand Krishna very well. You no need to search. Whole life they are searching, but no understand his philosophy. You no need to go for philosophy. You have to exchange. Love is not based on philosophy. Love is love. You have to give yourself ready to crucify. You have to give everything of yours. That is meaning of love. Love means relation. Love means I am in very attached with you. I cannot forget you. I will remember you like a oil is coming and is like a thread. If you drop the oil, it's like a thread. Non-stop, I will think for you. That is devotion. Go on.
In his Svarupa Vesha, Sri Raghunath renders loving service and accordingly relishes Swamini's affection and mercy.
What is her mercy? To give you clear vision to understand. Lover has a clear vision. because he is very close with his beloved. A beloved is very close with his lover. Yeah.
Both during visions and after them, Radharani firmly sits on the path of his remembrance. In Srimad Bhagavatam,
the path of remembrance, I will never forget you. My path goes through you. You are the way. Love is the only way. The path of devotion go by love and you are the way. In that way, you are the first, then second anyone. Aha. Understand? I have to catch your path of way, of love.
Both during visions and after them.
That is the beauty. When I come out from my spiritual body and my nature become out also like that, then is the reality of experience. Like you are living here in Vrindavan, you are something. And if you go to your country, and there also your vision is like this, is no difference. Then your coming Vrindavan is successful. In your spiritual vision you see, and in material vision also you do the same. Same place you are one. No changing. Oh, this is material, I will do like this. Nothing is material. Every place is for your testing. Every circumstance is happening near to you. Yeah, that gives test of you in your life, how you behave and test. Krishna is testing you with this giving circumstance, how you act in that.
Both during visions and after them, Radharani firmly sits on the path of his remembrance.
Ah.
In Srimad Bhagavatam is written, Mad Guna Shruti Matrena. Kapiladev defines transcendental devotion to God as an unbroken stream of thoughts about God. Sripada Ramanacharya has written, constant remembrance of God is known by the term bhakti, and uninterrupted remembrance of Him, like an unbroken stream of oil in the course of worship, is called dhyana.
Dhyana means meditation.
Unbroken.
When my condition come from bhakti to dhyana, means my flow of oil is like unbroken. Always I meditate on you, my dear Swami. Sometime coming, going, means it's not a flowing oil like this, not like a thread. Sometime I remember, sometime I forget. That should be enough. Material thing, your work, your any circumstances cannot disturb you. When it becomes unbroken, you will do everything more beautiful than before. Because mercy will come to you to do that.
According to Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas, like Srila Jiva Goswami and Sri Baladev Vidya Bhushana, bhakti means attachment or constant attraction to God. The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him, and will appear in the senses and the minds of the aspirants by the Lord's special grace. It becomes identical with the drop of love that dwells in the hearts of the living entities and will attain a form of love according to the mood of the different associates of the Lord.
Slowly and explain. Every line is a very deep.
Yes. The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil.
And meditation of God without love cannot come. Constant. And constant is only coming not only with Krishna. Why? Because we are missing Radha. When you take the shelter of Radhika, her all behavior is for Krishna. So always Radha and Krishna you will meditate. Constant stream like that. Love is the way. That's the meditation. When it becomes constant, nothing is disturbing. If other anything disturb my constant meditation, then I am nowhere. Just we start with. We have to come in constant head, string of meditation. That is dhyana. It's the inner thing. Nobody will know what you are doing. Like you are driving the car, driving in the road, your car is running 60 kilometers per hour, but you talk and do everything, but your constant meditation is on the road and everything. You don't bother. But you see, I learned today, and I'm learning the car, you say to change the gear and talk also, I will talk. So sorry, I cannot do, I am learning the car. I have to drive only. So beginning it will be very disturbing, but when your string will become fixed, then nothing will disturb you. So similarly in the material world, if the meditation is fixed, nothing will disturb you. You will see only your goal. Driver see only his goal, to reach that. If he has to drive 200 kilomile or 300 kilomile, you know, bother. Because the goal to reach there. Wow.
The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption like a constant stream of oil is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him and will appear in the senses and the minds of the aspirants by the Lord's special grace.
You see, these senses and mind will change. What they are running for themselves, they will change their behavior. there will be no taste for self-enjoyment. A blockage in the mind will go out clean. Because you have a capacity to clean others' mind. You will be capable. One best driver can teach to drive to the car to others when he has a string of the fixed meditation, good meditation. Right or not? One driver can teach to new or not? How much driver take time? How much kilometer he drive? He has a experience of that. He knows very well, but he has no experience of driving. He will take time till that driving is not come. He knows driving, but he never drive. Frequently drive. He will be fearful. Oh my God, how I will drive this? Like she knows driving, but she don't drive. And one has a driving and experience, he don't bother. Like a Gopinath, he has a driving capacity, small, big, large, anything he can drive. He don't bother. How big truck is this? Yeah.
The meditation on God that proceeds without interruption, like a constant stream of oil, is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him.
It will come flavor of that. How to please, you will make your one of the associates. Somebody will become Mother Mary behavior. Somebody will become Maria Magdalena. Somebody will become like a friends of Jesus. Like they have constant change. They are deterioration. So here also, when you will desire this meditation, then you will take, I will become friend of Krishna. I will become mother of Yashoda, mother, mama. Like that. I will become like a gopi. I will become like a manjari. And that way your form of the spiritual body will become like that, manjari sala. But Gaudiya Vaishnava only meditate. No, I want to take the Radhika's shelter. So she meditate in Radharani. And herself met friend of Radhika. Understand? I don't need God. I need the lover who loves the God most. This is very clear that God cannot catch by without love. And love will come only by taking association with Radhika. Though no other way for that. Nobody knows the European world. Nobody. Sorry to say, even the teachers don't know to talk on this point. Only they say, Krishna, Krishna, because you are not fixed with God. Whole life you waste without coming to Vrindavan only for the God. And you never know how to go for that. You start learning philosophy. And philosophy, one by one, you start remembering, but it's no working. All zero. Because nobody teach how to love. Nobody teach how to serve. Nobody say that, see the Krishna in all living beings. They say, see Krishna only in the temple city. No, do any service. You see, Prem Prasad morning, evening going on. Medical service is going on. The water, Prem Jal is going on, water seva. All time, everyone. I am creating one fund only to seva. It's a secret, my private business. Yes. I exclude myself from all of management, my seva's department. I do seva. Search and do seva. Nature, how I can sit idle. Tulsi seva. This seva. Anyone, any sadhu come, I know give empty hand to go back. This is my service. What need I fulfill? Minus plus. What? I know he fulfills, Radharani. You go, you see, I. Why I will do? He sees doing. How I can do? Never come in my dream to do. She do to me.
So this meditation that proceeds without interruption is colored by the favorable desire of the Lord's eternal associates to please Him and will appear in the senses and the minds of the aspirants by the Lord's special grace.
Then my sense and mind were running for their business. Whole life they disturb me. This sense and mind become favorable for me. My eyes start searching for that. Ear want to listen only that. My all senses become quiet. They have no any other sensation before like before. All they become changing.
1.2.
Because I said, dharavat means like a thread, the meditation is going on in all circumstances. Mind not go out from that. If the moment it go out, then it's stopped. Meditation is stopped. They don't want to leave there. How you will check yourself if it's bad circumstances not come to you? That time you have to decide where you are, my dear. All favorable, not unfavorable circumstances. You don't know, this time I can break and go out from this, for this enjoyment, or I have to forget this and this time also keep my life. Who will decide? The time will say you know, okay, go on like this. Right? Understand? This is good. Good or not subject? This you for coming for Vrindavan, he understands, first time he comes. Only he is the friend of my daughter Nilamri. Genius person. He is not, you see, externally no change devotional life, but he has a desire to understand. And he is ready for devotion. Devotion is not God devotion. This is devotion of love devotion, lover's devotion, caring devotion. We misguided. What is devotion of the service? Mother devotion, father devotion, anyone come to you, devote, watchful, caring, that is devotion. You eat and you no ask to others, is not devotion. How I cannot eat without sharing to others? This is what I have, I will distribute and eat. Because you are everywhere. Means I no neglect the person, I neglect you. This is devotion. No? Who happy? Jao. One point is, once 5 minutes is a full. I'm full for whole day. Really? One subject to catch and drink it, chew it, do the homework on that. How to make it in the day-to-day life, this practice. That is the way. I see that Jesus, you see, they have three serious relations. Mother, Maria Magdalena as a conjugal lover, and friends. Here also three relations, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vatsalya, Sakya and Madhurya. Passive and active also was there. That is no relation. But this based on relation. Mother can feed the breast. Mother can care life, everything. And mother is blessing to the child. If he is a god, what is the business? That is the beauty of mother. Mother position is very high. Lovers' position are very high. Because without realization of your soul, you cannot be a conjugal lover spiritually. She says, sin is this, Maria Magdalena, gospel in Maria Magdalena, that you forget that you are living soul. That is your sin. See, in German I read this book, Gospel of Maria Magdalena. Sin is this, that you forget that you are soul. That is your sin. So you become material. And forgetness of your soul make you to forget Savior. That is your soul. So beautiful. Is a divine lady. Virgin lady. Subject is out of understanding any material subject for her. Very high philosophy. This based of Vedic philosophy. This is the highest relation of conjugal love. Even Jesus cannot stop Maria Magdalena to be close with him, because her love has to respect to Jesus. See that? Love is always respectful. Love is higher than the God. Empire of love is bigger than God empire. Next day, tomorrow I will say, how the empire of love empire is bigger than God empire, you will agree with me. Love empire is bigger than God empire. So you see, this God is touching feet and crying to mercy of love from Radhika. This is your Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is His position in Vrindavan, is like this. Radhe Radhe.
Understand? Radhe Radhe.